This is the BBC.
It's Thursday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's starting now. You've got Chris being our listener Sam's fake boyfriend because his mum's always on at him about getting one. Also, I really need a win on bangers. And did you quit your job in a spectacular fashion? Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Scott.
The fake boyfriend service didn't go as well yesterday, but we're going to give it another shot at 3:10. You know, because it's Valentine's Day this week and you will often be getting a lot of stress from your mum or dad going, well, you're still single, aren't you? What's going on? So just to get them off your back, we have organised a fake boyfriend service. I'm hoping third time lucky today.
Yeah. Well, the premise is so simple. Like, I will call and just be your ideal boyfriend, whatever you want me to be to impress whoever it is that needs impressing.
So we've got a guy called Sam on today who is keen for you to be his fake boyfriend. His mum's going on all the time. So that's going on at 3:10. Also, I saw this last night and I put it on my socials. I never knew this was a thing, but I saw that someone quit their job by sending a sympathy card to the boss.
Oh, really?
So it's like, how to quit your job like a pro. And it's one of those sorry for your loss cards.
Sorry for your loss.
So yeah, it says sorry for your loss on the front, and then it's like, hey, it's me. I'll leave in 3 weeks, Todd. And I'm just interested to hear, and I want to know if either one, you have left your job like an absolute pro. I mean, that is a genius idea. Or how you potentially would like to leave your job if you had the balls. Let us know. Okay, this is a band from Australia, Leon Gunn, the singer from Paris, is the singer on this. Hottest record for Annie Mac at the start of the year. This is Tonight Alive and Leon Gunn Disappear.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Where it begins.
Yeah, there's not many people that have dared to quit their job in style, but there's loads of people that like have an idea in their head of what they're going to do, like Carl in Devon. I'd leave my job by writing an I quit letter on a rolled up scroll, then walk into the boss's office and shout, I'm leaving you, and then do an epic scroll drop. You know, the scroll just comes down like a mic drop.
Yeah. I think it's going to really get people thinking about what they would do. In fact, Jason makes a very good point on text here. He says, Scott, if you were to resign, what would you do? How would you do it?
All right.
And that's really got me thinking.
Here's a question. And be honest.
Yeah.
Do you think that when the time comes, I'll be sacked or I will resign?
Yeah.
What's going to come first? What do you think? Honest opinion.
Honestly, my opinion on that changes almost daily.
Why?
It just depends. It depends what we've said on the show.
Okay.
You mean like a sort of jump for push situation?
Yeah. I mean, am I going to get there first or will they?
Well,
I mean, because it's going to happen.
The ideal scenario is probably, and I'm sure this isn't for many years to come.
Well, you never know. That's the nature of this business, babes.
But I think the ideal scenario for you is that you decide on that front.
I think so too. But if it is the other way around, and who knows what's going to happen? You never know in this crazy business that they call show.
What would you do?
Right.
Let's be honest then. Have you got a plan?
I've got it all mapped out.
Have you?
Absolutely. I've got the whole script ready to go. I've had it for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
What, so one day you'll just come in and it will just, no one will know about this listening, and then you'll just uncurl this show.
Believe me, there's stuff in there that you, like, you will not want to miss this show when it happens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Just, I mean, like, bosses are probably listening now, but, like, just saying.
Would it be one of those things that you lull, like, all the management here into a false sense of security by keeping the show normal for, say, the first half hour?
Oh, it'll be in the last bit.
Will it?
It'll be the last half hour. So if you are listening, bosses, I suggest you let me resign before you sack me. Because if I'm going down, I'm going down in style.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
I might link my ting from barking. 7 a.m. in the morning. She's calling. I'm yawning.
That's Rams. JP Cooper coming next. Sharon.
Hello.
Did you quit in a spectacular way?
I did. So when I left my previous job, I sent a sorry for your loss card because I worked in a small team and obviously I was the loudest one in the team.
You were the fun.
Yes, I was the fun. So when I left, obviously, just as a bit of a tongue-in-cheek, I sort of sent a sympathy card just to say, like, sorry that they won't get to see my face anymore.
Oh, wow. Well, so this does happen. What I was saying earlier about, I just saw on Instagram yesterday, but, like, that happens in real life.
Yeah.
It's probably going to start catching on now as well. It'll be something everyone does.
I didn't know how it was going to go down, because obviously, with HR departments, they're quite serious. But it went down really well.
Non-lol.
I got plenty of lols for it.
You can't say that about all HR people. There'll be HR people listening now that are loads of fun, just like Sharon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right?
Yeah, they're really lol.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, that was the exception.
Seriously, like, everywhere's got an HR department, including here. Don't be the person
to anger them. Yeah, don't anger the
HR. Do not anger them.
I forgot here as well.
I think any of those...
That doesn't help.
But any of those cards... I mean. It doesn't. I think any of those... They've heard you in the office. I think any of those cards are good, though. Like, sorry for your loss... With deeper sympathy, all of those are good, aren't they?
I'm going to send a card to our HR department, one of those apology ones.
Why?
Because I feel like I've insulted them massively now, and now I'm scared.
Yeah. I mean, if there's any department you want to keep on side, it's definitely that one.
BBC.
BBC.
Radio
1. BBC Radio 1.
I love as strong as a lion, soft as the cots and you lying. Times we got hot like an iron, you and I.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
One.
Where?
It begins.
Hurry!
One. So many inventive ways coming in of how people would quit their job. Just a small text to the boss going, laters, is quite popular. Or this guy, Dave, he quit kind of spur of the moment and wrote his resignation letter on a white postage sticky label and left it on the desk. Manager refuses to accept it because it wasn't on a piece of paper. So he just leans over, takes a sheet of paper out of the printer, sticks it to that. There we are.
Nice.
I'm off. Okay, bye. This is Scott Mills. New Kendrick coming up, and Liam and Rita, and this is Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton.
Everyone knows all about my Scott Mills.
Radio.
One.
BBC.
Radio.
One.
Where it begins.
Some people have quit their jobs with cakes, and the icing says, like, consider this my resignation. That's genius.
And then you've gone to the lengths of baking it and everything. Like, that's quite a long process.
The cake was complete with chocolate middle finger.
Wow.
Well, that's effort, right? Loads of people have done the sorry for your loss cards as well. Obviously elaborating the fact that the loss is them.
Is it a bit weird to resign and then, like, a month later send the card as well?
I don't know. I think you do it right there and then.
Right there and then.
Yeah. There's some really inventive ways. And also there are some people from HR who are claiming to be the, and I quote, most banterous humans ever.
Mm.
Now, if you have to say you're banterous and fun, then... I'm just saying.
One. BBC
Radio 1.
Zoe, why did you want to quit your job in the first place?
Mostly the hours were... not feasible because I was at uni at the time and I had another job. I was getting up at like 5 o'clock, 4:30 to open the place, and then I had to rush off to either my other job or to uni, and then I wasn't getting back until like 8 at night.
What was the job you quit?
Post office.
Okay. And had you planned it for a while, this spectacular exit?
Not the exit style, but leaving I'd definitely been discussing a lot, and then everyone was just going, why don't you just quit, you've got another income. Quite like having two.
Can I guess that this involved posting a letter to Royal Mail, or did you not go down that route?
No, I went straight in.
What happened?
I tried to quit like a couple of weeks before, but they were just guilt tripping me hard, so every time I mentioned it, I was just like, I'm thinking of leaving. I can't really, like, do everything at once. And like, oh, we spent all this money training you, and we'll struggle to find someone else. But I ran in after writing it really quickly the evening before.
What, so you wrote a resignation?
Yeah, which was like two sentences going, I can't do this, I quit. And slammed it down on the counter, went, you're not going to like what's in that envelope. Ran out to my car, put my phone instantly on flight mode, and left it there for like a day and a half.
Why would you say you're not going to like what's in that letter to someone? What a weird tease.
I panicked at the time. I've got to say something. I've just ran in and put an envelope on a counter. And what I wanted to say was, that's my notice. But those words didn't leave my mouth.
Because you were too scared.
Yeah, I wasn't a particularly confident person in that moment.
When you turned it on from airplane mode, what happened?
I had several missed calls and actually a really polite little WhatsApp letter going, we accept it, please hand in the keys.
Oh.
I've done that before, though. You must have, Scott, where you send a message, then immediately put your phone on airplane mode to avoid any kind of reply.
Well, do you remember when I left somewhere a few years ago? I was putting it off, wasn't I?
You had to go off radar.
Yeah, and you were like, you've got to do it, you've got to do it. I was like, I don't want to, I hate confrontation. So then I timed it with a flight to, I believe it was Austria. To Vienna, yeah. So I literally wrote it out on the plane and then turned my phone off. And I couldn't bear to turn my phone back on for a day.
I was stressed for you.
I should have fled the country. Why didn't I think of that?
Honestly, it works.
One, Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio 1. Where it begins.
This is Scott Mills. Some of our listeners noticing a slight similarity with Zoe there, our listener. And somebody else?
Slammed it down on the counter, went, you're not going to like what's in that envelope. Ran out to my car.
I'm in my mum's car. Broom, broom. I'm in my mum's car. Broom, broom.
Tish from Vine in her mum's car.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
What about the person that resigned from their previous job as a barman by sewing their resignation letter into their uniform and leaving it on the counter at the end of their last shift?
Wow, that's extreme.
Sewing it into the uniform. Like, I would never even think anything that creative.
Yeah.
As well as music from Calvin Harris and DNCE and Portugal the Man, we have bangers to come at 2:40 this afternoon. It's 2-1 to Chris on bangers, which is also annoying. So call me at 2:30, I'll tell you when, and I'll try and get my score up. And that'll be at 20-3 on bangers, me against Chris. Then at 3:10, we have Chris's fake boyfriend service again. If your parents are onto you, especially because it's Valentine's this week, and they're like, well, still not got a boyfriend, have you, or a girlfriend? Chris can help by pretending to be your fake boyfriend. It's a free service. Coming up at 3:10.
Scott Mills on BBC
Radio 1. I swear I can joke. I see what's on my mind. If I drink, if I smoke, I keep up with the guys. And you see me holding up my middle finger to the world.
BBC
Radio
1.
Scott Mills.
I heard Greg James yesterday saying about the curling at the Olympics, and good to hear his David Attenborough bit again.
Yeah, legendary.
We've noticed something else, and that's coming up. First of all, you know, all this week on Clara's show, we're hearing live music from the Brit Awards British Breakthrough Act nominees. Today, it was all about Loyal Khana, and we heard some classic live music from him. His track Ain't Nothing Changed and also his version of Kanye West's Heard 'Em Say. Remember, it is you who decides who wins on the night, and the Brits is next week. You can vote for your favourite of the nominees, including Jay Huss, Sampha, Dua Lipa, Loyal Khana and Dave, by heading to the Radio 1 website. As well as all that, if you want to win the chance to go to the actual Brit Awards themselves, listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. You could be going to the Brits. And here is the Kanye cover by Loyal Khana.
10 years, I've been trying to write this song and it's absurd. Every time I sit down, I can't put it into words. From the day you gave me birth, day you say them baby birds. Day when I was praying, pop it laying in the dirt. I've been the worst, and I know. But my mother's been my saving grace. Gave me space to grow, and they say it glows. When I be spraying out my flows, looking out into the rose, and see my mother at my shows. Only one of those.
Scott Mills.
You know, I'm going, yeah, go on. You first, go on.
I just want to talk Winter Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing, right? I was going to say, I'm going in quite hard at the moment at the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, also, if there's any personal trainers listening, because mine won't be listening now. Right, I'm not having any sugar at the moment, and it's really hard. I'm finding myself going into shops and, like, just staring at dairy milks.
Mm.
Like I'm in love with them. And I have lost a bit of weight because of it. But can I ask, what happens if I do maybe just have a little bit of chocolate? What happens there? Well, is that allowed?
What I'd like to ask for you, because I'm not in the same situation.
Will I just pile it all on?
What if you just lick it?
Well, you know,
we've done this before with chips, haven't we?
Yeah, I've been on numerous diets. Yes, I've licked chips.
That was a low point for me, just being out with you one night, and I saw and. Can I tell the honest story with this? Because it was a low point for you, I think.
Mm.
There were some chips on another table, right? They weren't even our chips.
No, I mindswept them and licked them.
And you just wanted a quick lick just to remind you of what they tasted like.
Weren't even my chips. Remember when I opened the bag of sea salt, the sea salt crisps, and just licked them?
Oh, mate. But the thing is, you are on this kind of big fitness health thing that you're doing at the moment, so kind of fair play.
Yeah. However, despite finding the gym sessions actually really tough at the moment, I'm not good at this kind of thing, I've never been a grunter. And that's where we get to the Winter Olympics.
No, exactly. And, I mean, no one is doing better than the curlers at the moment. Are they called curlers in curling? Because if so, that's brilliant.
And when you're doing it, is that curling one out?
I suppose you are.
What? No, I don't know. No, what's it called?
The wonderful thing about the Winter Olympics is we are all getting involved. It feels like a lot of people are now getting involved and wanting to learn, and that is brilliant.
Well, I told you.
So obviously, we need to learn some of the terminology and kind of get our heads around that.
I told you I love the luge.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
But so obsessed.
Scott, at the very lowest level in all this, there is some fabulous grunting going on at the Winter Olympics.
Oh, let's just check some of the dulcet tones of curling.
That is curling.
I've never heard some of those noises.
Oh, well, you've never done curling before, have you?
One of them was like, ga-ga, yeah.
Ga-ga, yeah.
Ga-ga, ga-ga, ga-ga. I mean, it's obviously hard. Those noises, though.
Oh, the noise is brilliant.
Like, more than tennis, I'd say.
Scott Mills.
Tiggs has been on saying, OMG, Scott Mills, the chip story, I'm disgusted. Okay, it was a low point, all right?
It was.
Also, someone says, okay, so Scott will minesweep some random as chips, but won't take food or eat food from strangers that send it in. Oh, I did say that. I'm a man of double standards, aren't I? I did say last week that if you ever send food to Radio 1, I won't eat it, because I don't know where it's been. Who prepared it, what could be in it. But the thing is, with the chips, to be fair, I did see the people before and I made my judgment on that.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you knew that they were okay, right?
Yeah.
Just based on how they looked, fine. Do you know what someone's said? Is the curling screaming better than the mums on One Born Every Minute? And that's got me thinking we could do a game. It could be tennis player grunting, or curling grunting, or One Born Every Minute grunting.
Brilliant.
We've got to work out which one's the grunt.
Because they are very similar.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris get quite competitive at this every day at 2:40. It's quite simple. It's called Bangers. I pick a song. Chris picks a song. One of you decides what is the next song on Radio 1. We both believe ours to be the best. Gets, I mean, not nasty, but it gets almost there, doesn't it?
It can sometimes be awkward, even. I'm 2-1 up as well, so could win the week today.
Also, I love how much you lot get invested in this and get involved.
Yeah.
Harry is 19 and in Rutland. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Harry. Young farmers, you should know by now, Harry, I love a young farmer.
Yeah. And they are the best parties, aren't they?
Oh, they really are. And Chris loves it as well. We get to play the AGM every year. We're so in with them. And because, you know why? I think our show is prime time for you, and you're normally out in the field, on your own, and we're just kind of...
We keep you company.
We're your friends, you know?
Yeah, you're always keeping us company, so I guess, yeah, you are.
Have you heard Chris's fake boyfriend service yet?
Yeah, that was pretty awkward, really, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was.
The idea is, because it was Valentine's Day and it's Valentine's week, there's loads of people getting stressed from their mums normally, like, well, I haven't got a boyfriend. So we're going to attempt it again at 3:10. Keen for that, Harry?
Yeah, I'll give it a listen, yeah.
Have a listen, 3:10. Okay, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I usually go with Chris, but sometimes you do surprise me, Scott, right? Yeah, sometimes you just put like a random song in there and I do pick it.
You're open to the idea of either of us?
Yes.
So it could go either way today. Yeah,
versatile. Fine. Okay, here's what I've got for you.
Flexible.
It's Zoo.
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Faded. Don't know where I pulled that from.
That's good. What are you doing right now, Harry? What are you doing? Like, what are you actually
I'm
doing?
I'm out in the middle of a field planting a hedge.
Okay, I'm wondering this is the tune for that situation. Or you can pick my banger choice A, which is this. Let's go, don't wait. Cruelly was not chosen last week, which was frankly a disgrace.
I put it back in again.
This is Blink-182 First Date. Come on, Harry. I was the right thing.
I was like, I'm sure this has been on recently.
You're really going for the early 2000s rock.
Yeah, mate, I'm riding that wave right now. And it's
yeah, dude.
Should be working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Harry, what are you going to do?
I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Second time and it still doesn't get picked.
Scott Mills.
Wait for it. That is Zoo and Faded. I've forgotten about that completely, that track.
Big song.
Okay, can I do an impression of you next week? You could have Scott's choice, or you could have mine, which is this.
Let's go. Every day next week until it's chosen.
That's Monday. Tuesday. You could have Scott's song, or you can have my one, which is this. Wednesday. I mean, you could choose that, or you could have
please.
My song, which is this. Let's go. And repeat.
Oh, what's going on? Do people just not like that song?
Maybe a lot of people haven't heard it, I don't think. But it's a good one.
It's a good one, but maybe it's just... Oh, maybe people just don't know it so much.
Just not connecting with the audience, you know?
Something's not connecting.
Yeah. Right, so... I'm going to play one of our BBC introducing artists now. They're doing a tour at the end of the month. Hugh Stevens loves these girls. And they've been in touch with me today saying they're looking forward to hearing their track because it's been played all week on Radio 1. And they say, who best to top it off with a play from our favourite Bantasaurus, Scott Mills? I'm going to call it Bantasaurus.
Yeah, the Archbishop of Banterbury.
I don't even know you.
Bantaclaws.
I've got one I can't say.
Oh, is it the place?
No.
No, fine, I can't say that one either.
Okay, so these girls are called Ruse. See what you think of their track, played by your favourite, Bantasaurus, on Radio 1. It's Your Tears.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Think I'm under your cover, hypnotised by another one. Of those sweet, sweet, sweet lights painted on your eyes.
Scott Mills.
Yes, James in Stratford-upon-Avon says, I really like that. I've not heard it before. It's got kind of an old school Paramore vibe off it. I know what you mean. So that's Ruse. They're from London and Belfast. You got Shauna, the singer. She's the running fanatic and massage therapist. And you've got Colette, who is the drums and the backing vocals.
Okay.
Doesn't list any of her other talents on her Twitter bio, but I'm sure she's got some. Because, like, Shauna, like, she's all into the yoga and massage therapist, and then it's just, like, Colette's, like, backing and drums. But I'm sure she's got hobbies.
I'm sure she's into the clean living as well.
Make some hobbies up that she's got, just to make, like, because Colette's
If she's not listing them, they're probably the opposite to the others. So I'm going to say...
Flower pressing.
No. Whoa. I was going to say maybe she's a bit more rebellious than the other ones, but I think...
Drinking.
Yeah, all right. Go with that.
Colette, add that to bio. That is Ruse and Your Tears on BBC Radio 1. Yesterday's fake boyfriend service didn't go as well. You know, if your mum's going on to you going, oh, get a boyfriend, what's going on? We can get them off your back. Yesterday, Chris called Amy's mum, Fiona. Here's what happened.
And by the way, I should say that you as a mother, you sound absolutely perfect. You sound like you're a very lovely lady.
Thank you very much.
And it would be an honour to be your son.
What makes you think I want you to be my son? What makes you think I think that you're good enough to be my daughter's husband?
I was hoping to make you think that I was pretty perfect.
Well, in my eyes, somebody that's pretty perfect doesn't brag about what they've got.
Yeah.
Okay, that was awkward. It can't really go much worse than that, surely. We've got a new fake boyfriend service.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is Scott. So we've got Sam on now. Sam's on the line, and he's interested in using Chris's fake boyfriend service. Right, Sam?
Absolutely.
Who is the person in your life that's going, why haven't you got a boyfriend?
My mum.
Why is your mum stressing so much?
I don't know. I think it's probably because my brother's got a girlfriend, and he's a long-term girlfriend, so then she wants me to follow in his footsteps.
Have you had a boyfriend recently?
No, unfortunately.
Do you want one, though?
If the right guy comes.
Yeah. I think this is all about you not really being bothered either way, whether you particularly want one or not. It's more because everyone around you is hassling you to get into a relationship. It's like, just leave me alone. I'm fine.
Yeah. Like, mum, like, I think she sort of hides it a little bit. She doesn't want to be that person, but I think deep down she really, 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 really wants me to have one.
Yeah, okay. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay, and she's like, oh, I want you to settle down with someone long term.
Yeah, like a bit like that, yeah.
But Sam, you're 20.
Yeah.
Like, there's loads of time.
Yeah, I know. It's just that I'm focused. I'm at university at the moment. I've got other things to be doing.
So you're not bothered, really?
Not really, no.
This is no offence to your mother, but what we can do is help keep the wolf from the door. Mm. We can just, hopefully get her to stop hassling you quite so much.
I think that would be a great help.
Because I can call her... I will need some kind of weird excuse as to why I'm calling. I've not really figured that out yet. And then I will just paint myself to be the perfect boyfriend.
Wonderful.
What kind of guy does your mum want you to start seeing?
I think she'd quite like someone that takes care over their looks.
Yeah.
I think she'd like someone that... I think she's a very caring mum, and I think she'd want someone that takes care of me. Someone that treats me presents, takes me out for dinner.
Okay, fair enough.
But I can also very subtly make out that I'm quite a successful person.
yeah, she'd
do you
love
know what
that.
I mean?
Yeah,
I could be an absolute catch.
Yeah.
I think the key, though, is keep it subtle.
Yeah.
So in an ideal world, your mum is looking for you to be with someone hot, successful, and who will shower you with presents.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I can do something around the caring thing as well, like really push those buttons.
Yeah, that would be good.
And Sam, just so I can get an image in my head, but obviously Chris is going to pretend to be your boyfriend now just to stop your mum from going on for at least a while. Think of like a celebrity or famous person that you think is like, yes.
Oh, just someone that's just classic, like, I'm thinking maybe like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, strong, you mean.
Yeah, like strong, takes good care, like proper like, you know, Drake when he gets all a bit emotional about women, like that, just like proper like wants to take good care of someone.
Okay, right, so we're going for a mixture of Ryan Gosling and Drake.
Yeah, I'd probably say like 75% Ryan Gosling, 25% Drake.
So Chris can be this guy.
I'm going to have to deploy my finest acting skills for this. It's a tough break.
Oh, God.
What possible reason can I have for calling your mum out the blue?
You could just be like a really, really forward person and just go, oh my God, yeah, I just really wanted to let you know that I love Sam and that yeah. I want to, like, you know, I really want to be with him and I want to meet you all and da-da-da.
Yeah, maybe okay. you're just, maybe you're saying, like, not permission, but that kind of thing of like, you know, I just can't wait to meet you. Right. He's told me so much good things about you.
Or I could be
you.
After a present idea and I'll just say that yes. I took the mobile number out of your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she wants someone that's going to give you some presents now and again. So what you've done is be the caring boyfriend. You're like, okay, I've got his mum's number. She'll have a great present idea. This is fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
Are you keen for that, Sam?
Yeah, I'm into that.
And what is your mum's name?
Nicola.
Nicola, right.
Where are you at uni?
Liverpool.
Liverpool, okay, cool. Where's Nicola then?
She's in Shrewsbury.
Okay. You got everything you need, Chris?
I think so. I think let's just try keep this as convincing as possible.
Yeah.
Underplay it a little bit. Scott, if it feels like the right kind of time, perhaps you could throw in a few sound effects.
All right, we'll work that out. We're going to play a track, Sam, all right?
Yeah.
Chris is going to go through, like, kind of the general idea of what he needs, and then I'll have some sound effects
yeah,
ready
I'm just
for you.
Yeah, I'm going to write up a quick story. All we right. need to make this impressive yeah. for you, Sam.
Okay, everyone hang there. Let's do it next.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, so I'm speaking to Sam, who is 20, at university in Liverpool, and he wants to try out Chris's fake boyfriend service. Hey, Sam.
Hiya.
Sam's mum, Nicola, really wants him to get a boyfriend, and it's like, just get off my back.
Yeah,
like there's time for this. However,
yeah,
to stop...
Overkill.
Right, but to stop your mum, Nicola, going on, Chris is now going to be your brand new perfect boyfriend by giving her a call, okay?
Yeah.
Right, we've worked out what we're going to do.
Roughly.
Roughly. So, I've got my number of your mum from you. So, are we all good to go, Chris?
I think so. I'm in the headspace. I'm a mixture of Ryan Gosling and Drake.
Yeah.
I'm going to be strong yeah.
you have
in 70, this thing.
75% Gosling.
Yeah, right? I look after myself.
Yeah.
I'm a caring person.
Mm-hmm.
I do good things.
Got a bit of cash as well.
All right, and money. Yeah, fine.
Okay. Probably not as much cash as Drake, but yeah.
No.
Sam will be able to hear everything, but it's just Chris that's going to talk to her. Right, Sam?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, listen in. Here we go. Oh, God. Good luck, Chris.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is that Nicola?
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Nicola. My name's Dr. Rod Long, OBE.
Sorry, I don't know you, do I?
I got your number out of Sam's phone because I'm looking to buy him a present. Sorry, I probably came across really arrogant then because I dropped my title in there. I am a doctor, so obviously I'm very, very rich. I really can't wait to spoil him. In fact, have a listen to this. I'm in my very expensive car at the moment. Listen to the engine on that. Oh. I should point out as well that sort of looks-wise, I've been described as 75% Ryan Gosling and 25% Drake. In fact, some people even think I sing a little bit like Drake. Would you like to have a listen?
We know they won't get you like I will. My only wish is I die real, because that truth hurts and those lies heal, and you can't sleep thinking that he lies still. So you cry still, tears all in a pillowcase.
Yeah, it's okay. Can we leave it for that? I'm at work. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, good.
Did you just put the phone down?
Well, it sounds like she's busy at work. Is she busy a lot?
Yeah, she's quite busy, but oh, God.
Fair play.
It sounds to me she's not so much of a fan of Drake.
No, I don't think, no. Gosh, I know. Like,
would she know who Drake is?
She knows Drake. I play her a lot. Like, I don't think she's like Drake's number one fan, but I'm sure she is a.
But you've made her aware, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't think we've succeeded there again.
Really?
Oh, damn it.
No.
Do you not think there's even the slightest inkling that she might have that I was your boyfriend there?
I think it was the singing of Drake. That's clearly not you.
No. I don't know. I think in a second I'll probably get a panic call going like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
She's probably ringing Dad right now as we speak.
Yeah, I feel maybe we've made it worse again.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Hopefully now she'll be too petrified to ask me about having a boyfriend now anyway. So,
you know, you can leave reviews for anything now. If you could, let's say, give a review of Chris's fake boyfriend service in your experience, what would it be?
Absolutely dreadful.
Right.
But okay. Free.
But free, yeah. Okay, well, when we make a Twitter or Instagram page, that can we use that review? Sam, absolutely dreadful, yeah?
Go for it.
Okay. All right, Sam, sorry it didn't work out.
Okay, don't worry.
Love you, Mum.
Yeah, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Where it begins. Your acting skills are being described as dreadful. I think you would have got away with it if you hadn't have just been like, oh, do you want to hear me singing? And then played a bit of Drake. We know they won't get you like I will. My only like, no one's going to believe that. Because that truth hurts and those lies
heal. And you can't sleep thinking that he lies. But I just want to sound perfect because I don't sound like Drake.
No. Big girls, I'll
get a little taste. It's working to a brief.
So yeah. It's great just having the singing.
Oh, it's wicked, isn't it?
Because you can do whatever you want with it. Listen to what I've done. I'll be there for you. I would care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that.
Say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. Sort of works.
Yeah, but like good. For a one-off, again. I'll be there for you. I would care for you. I keep thinking you just don't. Not quite in time. Trying to run from that. Say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. Drake and the One Show together. BBC Radio 1. You touch my body, I can feel your hands on my skin. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Where it begins. We're back tomorrow from 1, and remember, Friday is Spy Day. More real-life spy stories at 1:40 from James, our private investigator. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.